Do you think that background checks on prospective employees are too intrusive? Do you think that they are violating the rights of people who are looking for a job but who happen to have a criminal history? Bruce Harrell, former Husky football player, now Seattle City Councilman, has a bill. We talked about this once before, but that was when it was being studied. Now it is a bill. It would prohibit employers from conducting most criminal background checks on applicants until after they've been given a job offer. What is the rationale for all that? Well, according to Mr. Harrell, he says people who serve their time need an opportunity to be hired and get work. And if they don't have that opportunity, then that makes a life of crime more alluring.
And what we are trying to encourage is the conversation that the employer says, well, John, tell me why you did this 5 years ago or 15 years ago.
He says people who serve their time need an opportunity to get hired and then find a job. He said preliminary background checks ruin the chances of job seekers who have a criminal past.
The safety of other employees and the safety of consumers, that will trump these issues. And so we're not putting anyone in harm's way. We just want that conversation to occur.
Okay, now does this mean that Bruce Harrell's plan would curb the freedom of someone who owns or runs a business to choose an employee as they see fit? The owner of Annie's Nannies in Seattle, Annie Davis, who opposes his plan.
I can't have somebody in my office, you know, handling money and dealing with our clients who are felons. I just can't do that.
Back to Bruce Harrell.
And so if we are to be this kind of society that are massively incarcerating folks, I think that we have to work with the same level of commitment to rehabilitate people and allow them to get back into the workplace.
Okay, now I wanted to you to hear both sides, and I wanted to give Bruce Harrell a chance to sound off on this for a reason. And that is, isn't it ironic that in Westchester County, New York, liberals are defending the publication of people's home addresses and names if they have a handgun permit? Again, they are defending the publication of law-abiding people's names and addresses if they have a handgun permit. While here in Seattle, they are trying to prevent employers from having information about a criminal when that person is applying to them for a job. Now, you would think that it would be much more relevant to know the criminal background of somebody for a specific reason than it would be, namely a job, whether you want to hire someone, than it would to simply know who happens to have a handgun permit. But it's interesting to see how, you know, the progressive mind at work, where it's interesting to see the liberal mind at work when it is an undue intrusion into someone's privacy to see if they have a criminal background when they want to work for your company. But it's public information and should be available to the public, what your name is and where you live if you happen to have a handgun permit, as is in New York. You'll notice when this issue came up, I said, do you think that this newspaper would list the names and addresses of everyone with a felony conviction? No, they never would. Why? Because they'd be worried about stigmatizing. They'd be worried about whether people would reach unfortunate conclusions about that person, whether they'd be treated differently as a result. You'll notice none of those concerns about stigmatizing, about raising panic and fear, about publicizing the names and addresses of people who happen to have a handgun permit. Why? Because the real goal of the newspaper in publishing the list was to make it uncomfortable for people who have a handgun permit. Let's run out here to Brian in Seattle. You're on Talk Radio 570 KBI with John Carlson this morning. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well, sir. Thanks for the great talk this morning. I've got a question for you. Is this law that's trying to be passed by, is this a city ordinance, basically?
Yes. It would be a city ordinance.
So this doesn't pertain to Thurston County or Pierce County or anything like that. It's just in the city of Seattle, correct?
Yes, but I would argue that it would be a precedent that would quickly find its way to other venues.
I totally agree with you on that. Okay. My question is that on the applications that you fill out, it asks you right there if you've been committed of a crime or a felony. Right when you fill out the application, on the bottom part where you sign to say who you are, if I'm not mistaken, right?
My guess is, and we should talk to Bruce Harrell about this, but my guess is that you would no longer be allowed to ask that question.
Well, you know, I'm in the security field. I own a security business down here in Thurston County, and I have about 5 to 8 people that work for me part-time and full-time, and that would be utter chaos for me to turn around and say that, yeah, I'd be interested in hiring you, and then get the person set up with a uniform and a duty belt and the 8-point hat, et cetera, et cetera, yes. And then come to find out, oh, well, this guy is a registered sex offender, or this guy is a felon, and then obviously he can't work for you.
Yeah, no, that is, I appreciate you making that point. Also, though, that would set up a potential lawsuit because they'd say, well, he was going to hire me, and now he just changed his mind.